Thank you for that song. We have one more pastor that's a candidate to preach for us, and that'll be Brother David Swindle on the 27th. We've had Brother Harvey Ambrose. We've had Brother Jeff Elliott. We've had Brother Jason Stotler. We had Luke Spurgeon. And today we had Justin Ferris. So let's be in prayer about the pastor selection that we have upcoming, and we'll probably, the next business meeting, that'll be an important business meeting for everyone to be here. Well, we all know Tyler Rossi. Tyler grew up in this church. His grandparents used to sit right over there, and I like to think of them as good friends, Johnny and Patsy. His mom and dad were over there as well, and of course his aunt and uncle sit over there, and the whole family seems to have cornered that side of the church. And we're glad to have him tonight, and he's going to bring forth the message, and we want to be prayerful for him. And I'll yield to Tyler right now.
Tyler, I can't shake your hand, buddy.
Well, it's always a privilege to be here with my brothers and sisters in Christ, and you know, any opportunity we get to gather in the Lord's house is, might call it a special occasion. And if you ever want to find out how inadequate you are in life, you just try and step up here. And this is always the thing that I dread the most, but if the good Lord helps me get myself out of the way, and he gives me liberty, and he helps me share the thoughts that he's given me, then we could have a service where he would be lifted up, and he would be honored, and he would be glorified. And I believe that that is the goal here this evening, to lift up the name of the Lord. I believe that that and one other primary function, and that is to see the lost be saved. I believe that every time we assemble, lifting up the name of the Lord and reaching out to the lost should always be our first and highest priorities. Now, I would like to tell you that this may be the most important message that I ever share with Fairview Memorial. Never know, I may never be here again. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow, and none of us are. But as I was going over some of this and the thoughts that the Lord had shared with me, I thought, man, this could be really important, and this could be helpful to somebody. Least of all, it's been helpful to me. But those of you who have your Bibles handy, please turn with me to the book of Mark, and we'll begin our reading at Mark 12 and verse 28, and we'll begin our reading there. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving what he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him anything. Now here we have an account where Jesus was being a little challenged by the religious community. And they, at other times, and of course there's references in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and other accounts of the Bible, you know, they were trying to get him to stumble and trying to get him to err, but of course Jesus does not do that. And as I was reading over this, I had the thought that these two commandments were the greatest. And perhaps because they were challenging him, he challenged them back with the greatest commandments. To love your neighbor. We would like to think that having the love of God in us, that it would be one of the easiest things that we could do. If you've ever had a time and a place where you were convicted of your sins and you found yourself on an altar in an old-time church, or maybe you were out in a woodshed, or you were out in a fence row, or wherever it was, but you've had an experience where God has lifted the burdens from your soul, filled you with peace, that's the greatest demonstration of love that you're ever liable to experience. And so when you have that, it makes it a little bit easier to love your neighbor. And unfortunately, it's not always easy to do this. And the reason being, we as human beings, whether we've been born again or whether we're lost in sin, well, either way, we're not going to be perfect in this life. It makes getting along sometimes a challenge. I've got a couple definitions here I would like to read. I got these from the Webster's 1828 dictionary. Two different things I'm going to go over, and I hope that the Lord will help me to use this to share the thoughts that he's laid on me. The first thing we're going to touch on is love. And the first definition, according to the 1828 dictionary, is this. In general, sense to be pleased with, to regard with affection, on account of some qualities which excite pleasing sensations or desire of gratification. We love a friend on account of some qualities which give us pleasure in his society. We love a man who has done us a favor, in which case gratitude enters into the composition of our affection. We love our parents and our children on account of their connection with us. And on account of many qualities which please us, we love to retire to a cool shade in summer. We love a warm room in winter. We love to hear an eloquent advocate. The Christian loves his Bible. In short, we love whatever gives us pleasure and delight, whether animal or intellectual, and if our hearts are right, we love God above all things. As the sum of excellence in all the attributes which can communicate happiness to intelligent beings, in other words, the Christian loves God with the love of complacency in his attributes, the love of benevolence towards the interest of his kingdom, and the love of gratitude for favors received. Now, that is a long definition covering a variety of loves. Love is going to be different. There's not a person, when I'm walking around out here, there's not a person that I see that I think to myself, well, I don't love this individual, and I don't want to see this individual do well. Of course I do. And it's easy to do here in my home church with people that I've grown up with, people that prayed for me when I was on the altar, people who would come by and say encouraging things when I was seeking the Lord. It's easy at times like that to love people. And then, of course, there's the love that God has for us. It is the greatest demonstration of love there's ever been. And I say with this, and the point I'm making, I love my children. They're sitting over there. I'm hoping they'll be good this whole time. I love them dearly. And as I look out amongst all these other people here tonight that I love and think very highly of, I love y'all dearly. But if I have to pick and choose, it's going to be my children. And I say that to say this. The longer I live and the more I grow to love my children, the greater awe I have when I look at what God did for us. My children are not perfect. As many of you know, they're not perfect. But God the Father had a perfect, unblemished, remarkable child. And because his great love for us, he was willing to trade that son for a wicked, dying, lost race that lowlives like us might have the opportunity to repent to God and trust in him with everything we have so that we might be saved. Friends, that is the greatest demonstration of love there ever was. And there's other types of love. We have a love for a spouse. We have love for our friends. And then I would like to go over to this next one. Now this would be a more basic and a broad spectrum, if you will, of love and what it means. Well, I don't know what happened to my definition. Let me just say this. Let me pull it up real quick. I really, really want to use this. Normally, I have these things already put to good use and stored where I can find them. The more broad spectrum of love, and this is another definition that Webster's 1828 dictionary, it is to have benevolence or goodwill for. And that is the bare minimum and the bare expectation that God commands for us when it comes to loving our neighbor. And because we're imperfect sometimes, it can be difficult. You know, there are no exceptions in the Bible. The closest thing we have to an exception for that, and let me say this. Over in Romans, it says, and I'm going to misquote this here just because I'm not as well studied as I'd like to be, but it says that if it be in you to live peaceably with all men. Now, that is certainly a bare minimum requirement. And unfortunately, we do live in a world where sometimes the devil gets a hold of somebody and they... He influences them to do bad things, such as come in someone's home in the middle of the night or, you know, to harm them or their families or take from them. And there's times when it's hard to love a neighbor who's going to try and harm you or those you love. Guys, it's tough to love neighbors sometimes. But it is expected to try to love them and to show a minimum of love, if you will. I have kind of lost my train of thought. I say all these things about the difficulties because of us all being so different. And this is the way God made us. Sometimes it's hard to get along all the time. But I will say this. The church... Now, I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about a body of baptized believers, people that have grown up together and come together to serve the Lord every Sunday, Wednesday nights. Friends, this is the one special place where it's easy and should be easy to love one another. You know, there's people here in attendance that I have a high regard for. One of them is standing right next to me. I love Brother Moran dearly. He is the vessel that God used to show me that I was lost and that I had a great need to be saved. I will always hold him in high regard for that. And I look up there at our deacons and I see people that have come by and whispered things in my ear when I was lost and I was seeking. Some of y'all come into my work and you visit me and talk to me. Guys, this is a special place. And it's easy to love one another here. And it might be hard to do it out there all the time, but we come in here, we ought to be lifted up in joy and excitement to serve God and fellowship together. And we ought to love everybody. And we ought to be happy to be here. My thoughts are just kind of leaving me. And I had a great number of things that I'd planned to say. But I just feel like I'm done. And the one thing I can say is I'm sure y'all plan to have more tonight, and I plan to share more. I hope that y'all will forgive me. I've had a strenuous last few weeks, and I've not given the Lord the time that he deserves or the effort that he deserves. So it's no surprise to me that I don't have the liberty that I wished I had, and I hate it because... Well, these scriptures and the importance of loving our neighbor, it's a big, important topic. And I wish that I had taken more time, if I could have found it, to do this the service that it deserves. But I'm not going to stand up here and try and preach. I just can't do it. If he'll use me, that's one thing, but I can't do it. Thank y'all for coming. I wished that I'd been in a better place to do this, a better service.
Caught up in this temporal stuff. stuff going on. But I was very blessed by what you had to say, Tyler. And I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you. And you encourage me. And we'll help each other.
Yeah.
All right. Brother Strode, would you have a song? And let's have a handshake, Tyler. Let's come back up here and we'll shake your hand. And Tyler picked a wonderful topic tonight, where you talk about those two topics, loving God and loving your neighbor. Doesn't get any better than that thought. And Tyler, come back up. We're going to have a handshake with your brother. And as Mary Lou and Brother Strode give us a song.
Number 15.